Helping you find great things to see and do in the greater Blue Mountains, this is the Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast. In this episode, I speak with Jason Cronshaw about the Blue Mountains Explorer bus service. I started by asking Jason, when did the first Explorer bus head out?
Oh, that's a long time ago to remember that. I think it was really, we had done a little bit of pre-promotion, and the local tourism organisation had also backed that up with a little bit of promotion, but it was primarily just starting out. And when we started it, it only started on weekends and public holidays, but it also started on the back of that we were running a program of day tours. So it wasn't necessarily, the product was starting from a cold start, but we had the office at the top of the railway station stairs offering a range of other tours as well. So
now at that stage, I think the hop-on, hop-off bus tours were operating elsewhere in the world, and probably in Sydney at that time as well. So I guess the concept wasn't new, but it must have been a bit of a gamble to take it on in the mountains.
It certainly was a gamble to take it on. And as I mentioned, we started just weekends and public holidays, and it took a fair while to really catch on to become viable. But then it obviously became viable and grew from there. The biggest change we did, we used to run it just in a single-deck normal coach, and then we introduced a double-decker bus, and that made an immediate impact. And people then recognised that as, the hop-on, hop-off bus from London, now operating in the Blue Mountains. And then that's when we made the decision to grow it, and it then started running 7 days a week.
And 365 days a year?
Every day of the year, including Christmas Day. Christmas Day is getting more and more popular every day for visitors to the Blue Mountains.
Now, as a Blue Mountains resident, what would be the advantages of hopping on the bus?
It's a transportation system to enable you to relax and not worry about parking your car. And on some days, that's especially getting harder and harder in some of the more popular spots, such as Scenic World and Echo Point. But it's not just enabling you to do that transportation. There's commentary, a live commentary by the guides that are on the bus to give you points of interest, things to do that you might not have even thought of before coming up.
Now, you said a key word there. You said guides. You didn't say driver. So when you select a driver who really is becoming a guide, what are the key things you look for, and how do you train them?
It's very easy for us to teach somebody how to drive a bus. It's very hard for us to teach a bus driver how to be a tour guide. So we often employ drivers, or we often employ people who haven't necessarily got heavy vehicle experience, and we teach them to drive the bus, because when we first employ them, they've got that personality to be able to be well looking after the consumers and the customers that come, rather than just thinking they're driving a bus. And that's the qualities we look for. Is first of all, you have to be able to provide exceptional customer service, be passionate about the Blue Mountains, and think of what the visitors really want to do in the day, and driving the bus becomes secondary.
Right. I've noticed when Roz and I have been down at Naranik Lookout, and the bus stops there, of course, and does the views, that the drivers are very hands-on. They're taking pictures for everybody and really mixing, and even being in some pictures as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like Naranik Lookout, we introduced that a little while ago when we put a new timetable out, and the Naranik Lookout stop enables the bus to pull up. We turn the engine off, we listen to the birds, and then the driver does get out as a guide to then mingle with the passengers, point out a few of the sites, and it's a great photo opportunity spot, as you say. And there's certainly a lot of people put our buses from there and the guides on social media at that spot.
Oh, which is fantastic. So how many times does the bus run?
So we depart from Katoomba Railway Station every 30 minutes throughout the day. So there's a minimum of 15 circuits in the day, and that's supplemented, if it is busier, by additional services. So if you came when it was a busy period of time, there might be up to 60 circuits in the day, and there might be a bus every 8 to 10 minutes going around the circuit. Because what happens if it gets busier, we just add extra vehicles on it to ensure that then everybody still has an enjoyable day out.
Now, you have four very good-looking buses, and you've upgraded them recently. What can you tell us about those buses?
So we've got six now.
Oh, six now, sorry.
Yeah, so we had four that we brought from Scotland in Edinburgh, and then we recently purchased two new ones as well that were fully accessible and air-conditioned. And we run just two every day, and then the other four supplement that in the busy times. But if it's a very busy day, that's where six of them will be running around. But the vehicles are like the two modern ones, brand new, obviously, but then the older ones have got character. The whole fleet is certified carbon neutral under the federal government's carbon neutral scheme. And also each bus sponsors a child through World Vision as well. So that's an interesting little thing awesome. For each vehicle that we've got.
Now, there's something also a bit secretive I've discovered, that you name your buses and they all start with K.
Every vehicle we've got on the Explorer bus and the coaches, they all start with K, and they're all Aboriginal words. And now I bet the next question is you're going to ask me to name all six names, aren't you?
Well, first of all, why K?
I guess it was a tradition that my father started, and it was just I've never really asked him exactly why, but we lived in a house that was Kaya, which means a beautiful place, which is also one of the stops on the Explorer bus, which is Kaya Lookout. And the original name of Katoomba was Kadumba, which the Aboriginal word. So with the significance of that, and we do tours right around Australia into outback regions, so we've had a connection with Aboriginal people and Aboriginal settlements to go on those extended tours. So I guess it's really just been the tradition why it's a K, and there's a number of K words in Aboriginal language that we've been able to adapt. Well, not adapt, but to name the vehicles. So
it's just sort of stuck.
Yeah. So I know off the top of my head, I know we've got Kanimbla, Kanangra, Kadumba, and Kaumung. So that's four, but I'm trying to rack my brain to think of the other two.
You've done well there already.
Cooperoo is the other one?
Yes. Only one to go. That's good. That's good. That's a good try anyway. Now, what's the cost for a ride for the day?
So the adult fare is $55. Children are $27.50, or these family tickets, which is $137.50. And the family tickets is two adults and however many kids you've got. So if you've got four or five kids, we don't count. We really just, that's included in the family pass. Or then you can upgrade to a Lyrebird pass, which includes the rides at Scenic World as well. And adults for that is $99, which means that on weekends, school holidays and public holidays, that saves you $5 by combining the pass together.
And no queuing either.
There's no queuing to buy a ticket at Scenic World. People still, if you've got our ticket, you still queue to get on the ride if it's a busy day at Scenic
World. That's right.
But there's no queuing to buy a ticket, yeah.
Now, I also understand that locals can ride for free if they're with a paying visitor. Is that right?
Correct, yes. So if you've got friends and family coming from outside the region, it's a great opportunity for you to then jump on the bus as well. And as a local resident, the local resident rides free, your visitors pay, but then you can explore and show off the mountains as well with enjoying the day on the bus with them.
Jason, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And let's get some happy people on those buses.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Graham.
Well, that's it for episode 22. Be sure to check out the Ask Roz website at askroz.com.au and our Facebook page, Ask Roz Blue Mountains. Thanks for listening.